Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and if you're joining us, I'm so glad, and I really appreciate it. As we do each week, we have an intention that we set for the show, and then we try and hold that intention throughout the show. And the intention for tonight's show is joy. Joy. It's also the name of my kitty. Joy. Joy. And in that light, I'd like to play a song which is, I think, probably gives me more joy and is more about joy than any song I've ever heard. It's a song by a group called AO that was at the World Sound Healing Conference, and they bring in 40 children, and so this has children all over it. It's a song called Anjaya. Go ahead and play it if you will there, please, and enjoy. Enjoy joy. joy. That was a song by Deva Premal, and I've mentioned this before if you haven't listened before. That's actually, behind that song, there is an energy that's been recorded by a guy's name used to be Paul White. His name is now Luhmann. And Luhmann actually invented electrodes that connect to the brain, and he invented a mic preamp with a special gas in a tube in the mic preamp that connects to Pro Tools, and he's made it so that he can actually record thought forms. And behind that song was actually Deva Premal meditating on transmitting love, receiving love, and being one with the universe. So that song's got some kind of a little extra going on behind it. So I hope you really got that the joy of that. And today's show is about resonance. And we just had a class at the school on resonance, and I just thought it would be really, really good to really talk about it here. Also, I do want to open up the lines for questions. You can call at any time. The phone number is, 877-270-8714 or 888-861-3519. That's 877-270-8714 or 888-861-3519. So, resonance. Resonance is really the key to all of sound healing, and it's really when one vibration affects another vibrational mechanism and creates a resonance in that mechanism. One of the most common is when you have a resonance in a room, and the way it happens is sound actually has a wavelength that's physically a certain length in the air. And that wavelength, when it equals the distance between two parallel walls, it will actually add up on itself as it bounces against the wall. So when it bounces off the wall, it adds up on itself exactly. It's actually called a standing wave. And what it does is it raises the volume of that frequency that equals the distance between the two parallel walls. So if you have walls that are 11 feet across, it will actually be, by a mathematical formula that Pythagoras figured out, it would actually be about 11 feet. If you have 11 feet distance between two walls, it would be about 100 hertz, which is like about... If you happen to have a small bathroom with only a couple of feet between the walls, then it's going to be up around 1,000 hertz, which is more like... So as you hit that frequency, if you were to tone and do a frequency sweep like this, and when you hit that frequency, it gets louder like this. That's resonance. The main thing of resonance is that it boosts the volume of the frequency or pitch that is the resonant frequency, which is based on the distance between the two walls. Now, this is interesting, of course, being a recording engineer, it's really not good to have resonances in the recording studio because it boosts the volume of that frequency, and then you end up changing your music to compensate, and then your music sounds wrong because you're basing it on that room and not all rooms. So we try and get rid of resonances. We don't have parallel walls in rooms for recording studios. However, the rooms in the temples in Egypt are quite parallel. They have quite a bit of resonance. And what we've found, what's been discovered, is that when you hit the resonant frequency of the room, it can open up a portal into other worlds or higher states of consciousness. So when we were in Egypt, what we did is we found the resonant frequency of the various rooms. And again, the one of the easiest ways to do that is just simply do a frequency sweep. Until you hit that frequency. You can practice this in your shower. Your shower has one of the best resonant frequencies there is, because it's got really shiny walls, so they're really reflective. And you can, there's generally going to be two or three resonances in any room, including your shower, because there's a resonance from left to right, there's a resonance from the walls front to back, and there's a resonance from the ceiling to the floor. So you'll find multiple resonances in just about any space. If you have a really big room, you're not going to be able to find the resonances because the frequency will be too low. It will be lower than what you can sing. However, the resonance is still there. So the trick is to be able to find the resonance, especially in Egypt, of these chambers. And this is what happened with Jan Sircone and I. We actually played with the resonances in a couple of the temples, and after toning for about 45 minutes, the ceiling opened up, and this light and love just came in that just completely enveloped us. And, you know, it's really about finding that resonance in the rooms. Now, you can have a room, think of it this way, if you have three resonances, you can have a room that's actually resonating from ceiling to floor at a certain frequency. And then the resonance from left and right, from the left and right walls, could be a musical fifth interval. And the walls front and back could be a musical fourth or third, creating a very nice chord. You've probably noticed how some rooms actually seem to feel really comfortable. That's because they're resonating to a nice chord. So you can actually measure, if you want to figure out the actual frequencies or music that's actually resonating in your own room, you can actually measure the distance between the walls in your room, and all you do is divide that into 1130 hertz, and that will tell you the frequency it's resonating. Then if you like, you can email me and I can tell you the note, and I can tell you what notes are actually resonating in your room. And, you know, there are other rooms that actually create a chord that's not nice. That's I shouldn't give any chord a bad name. A chord that's dissonant, which is not necessarily a bad thing. So you can have a resonance that is kind of annoying. It's kind of that's going on all the time. So, you know, certain rooms just don't feel right. I think ghosts like those rooms, the rooms that have, like, irritating resonances. Maybe not. I don't know. So that resonance in different rooms will affect you. You can hear it when you just talk in a room. Intuitively, your whole system knows what the resonances are in any room. Just by, even when you just walk and your feet make a sound in the room or any sound in that room, you automatically hear the resonances in your ears and every cell in your body so that you can actually, you really know. Now, the King's Chamber in Egypt has resonances that create a very specific chord that is meant to take you into higher levels of consciousness. So one of my goals one day is to actually create a room that will resonate similar to the King's Chamber. I'll just ask Spirit to help. We'll try and figure it out first and then let Spirit tweak it. And so we can tone and be able to have higher levels of consciousness, go into higher levels of consciousness without having to travel so far to Egypt. So we're working on that. So resonance makes a frequency louder. Now the truth is every single instrument in the world has a resonance. In fact, every single note in every single instrument is a resonance. It's actually a resonance that is either happening on a string or happening in the chamber of the flute or the trumpet or the resonance that's resonating in that chamber or in the strings. So every single note on every single instrument is a resonance. It's just a boost in volume of that frequency, so we hear that one particular note. There are also resonances in your body. In fact, one of the largest resonances is in your chest cavity. And you can actually, it can actually be figured out by measuring the distance from the front of your stomach to the back of your back. Also, that's one resonance. Then another one from side to side. There's two parallel walls there. And then one from your waist up to your neck. There's another resonance there, up to your shoulders, actually. So those resonances will be different depending on the size of your body, and they will vibrate. You can easily feel those resonances just by toning. If you will, go ahead and make the tone, if you can, without people thinking you're weird. Go ahead and make the tone of, put your hand on your chest, and you can feel the resonance in your chest. For those of you that are singers, you know that, you know, when you've been taught that to resonate that chamber when singing low notes, you can use that chest cavity and your stomach to actually resonate different notes out into the world, and it makes your voice more resonant. There's another resonant cavity, which is your head. It's a very, very important resonant cavity, and it can also be figured out by measuring the distance between the between the walls inside your head. Now, you don't divide into 1130 to figure out the frequency, because now it's mostly water, which is four times the speed of sound. So that frequency of joy, let's get to the resonance of joy in a bit. That frequency that is resonating in your head, well, let me just continue here. You also have a resonance in your mouth, depending on the size of your mouth and how you hold your mouth. So I can find the resonance of my mouth by just playing with the frequencies. You can hear that frequency. I found the frequency of my mouth. Now, you can also create a resonance between your tongue and the roof of your mouth. And this is called overtone singing. That's what creates the actual whistle frequencies that you hear in overtone singing. I'm not that great at it, but I can do it a little bit. Let me play with it and see if I can find some resonances between my tongue and the roof of my mouth. There's some resonance there. Some people are really good at it, like the Tuvan monks, of course, they're really good at finding these resonances. And each of these resonances that you find in any chamber, they actually have a mathematical structure to them. There's actually multiple resonances, and that mathematical structure of these resonances is mathematical multiples. That's one times, two times. These are called harmonics. These are harmonic resonances. And these harmonic resonances are actually mathematically the same as the distance between the planets and the distance between electron shells inside each cell of your body. So whenever you resonate any frequency, naturally, you're really resonating the harmonics inside each cell in your body and inside our solar system. So those are a few of the resonances so far. We have resonances in rooms. We have resonances in different chambers in the body. But there's also resonances in different organs, because each organ is somewhat hollow, has different walls to it. And so every organ is going to have a resonance. In fact, each chamber of your heart actually has its own resonance, and your entire heart has a resonance. So you can actually find the frequency of those resonances. I mean, there are some people that are actually working on cadavers to find the frequency, but you can intuit it. And you can also use muscle testing in different ways that we use in our school at Globe Institute to really help find those resonances. So you can then resonate your heart, you can resonate your liver. And when you resonate it, what it does is it opens it up to feed energy into it. So even your feet have resonances. Your legs have resonances. Every part of your body has a resonance. But there's another resonance that's also important, and that is a resonance in materials. We're talking about so far resonances in spaces between walls. But there are also resonances in materials. And that depends on the thickness of the material, the density of the material. It depends on the actual size of the material, and also if it's a string, how taut or how much tension is in that material. So the material of your heart, the material of each organ, has its own resonance. Even your blood has a resonance. Tendons have a resonance. Bones have a resonance. And those resonances have been discovered now, so that you can actually tune in different frequencies to vibrate different areas of your body, different tissues in your body based on the resonant frequency of those tissues, bones, or even muscles, of course. So then there's resonance in chakras, your etheric bodies, and the most important of all is the resonance of your soul. The resonance in your chakras, most people think of it as starting at C as the main resonant frequency of your base chakra. And then it goes up step by step, or D, E, and so forth, all the way until you get to B, which is the crown chakra. This is what most cultures, the predominant agreement is that C is the root chakra. However, in Tibet, they use A as the root chakra. And in China, they use F as the root chakra. And as I've mentioned before, at our school, we really... And in this field, there's a lot of people that really believe that none of that is correct, that we all have our own root chakra, and that the chakras are all based on that root chakra. Now, it's my feeling that each chakra goes up based on the harmonic structure of sound, because that's nature. It would not make sense that it would be based on equal tempered scale, which is what we generally use in music, because that's a construct of the mind. So each chakra is resonating. And if you find the frequency of that chakra, or just tune into the energy of that chakra, you can activate it through a resonance, through toning, through playing certain notes on an instrument, or playing music that has those notes in it, and just tuning into those notes. There are also resonances in each of the etheric fields. There is, the emotional body that has a resonance. There's the mental body. There's the physical body. There's the spiritual body, personality body. All of these have their own resonance that And Fabian Mamon actually says that each one has a resonance that vibrates based on the harmonic structure of sound. So that when you actually tone different resonances, you're actually massaging your etheric field. So then there's the root frequency that is, or not root frequency, what is root frequency? Because we really believe that the root frequency is your soul frequency. There's your soul frequency. What's interesting is when you're in your soul frequency, you are perfectly present. You're perfectly connected to spirit. You're perfectly calm and centered. Because you are that resonant frequency. In the teachings of Alice Bailey, they say that that root frequency or soul frequency actually is the same from lifetime to lifetime. It's actually a ray. They talk about different rays that have frequencies, and you have that one ray from lifetime to lifetime. The other etheric bodies are different from lifetime to lifetime, but your soul ray is the same. So some people, you see them, and they just seem to be completely in their frequency, in their soul frequency. But the problem is, we're inundated every day by outside frequencies that are not consistent, that are distracting, that are noisy, that are irritating, that are everything but resonating our soul frequency. So the trick is to get back to it. First step is to find that frequency. You can generally find it in your voice. Today, or tonight, I can tell that I'm more in my root frequency than I normally am. And you can hear it in my voice. That's it right there, in my voice. My voice. It's the root note that I hit when I'm talking. Everybody kind of sings when they talk. You know, everybody kind of goes up and down, and sometimes they sing different tones. Sometimes they get really interesting, and then it gets a little wild. It's like it's rock and roll, and then it comes back down to the root, to that frequency. That's my root frequency. And what's interesting is some people are in it more than others, but when you come across somebody that is connected to their soul frequency, it resonates your own. Like when you see somebody that's grounded, you feel grounded, generally. And I thought, well, wait a second. Their frequency is not my frequency. They're not resonating. I mean, it's not the same frequency, so what's going on? So after discussions with many people, including Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, I realized that what's happening is it's about a consistent frequency. It's distraction that's the problem. It's So I started thinking about all the different sounds of distraction so that you could recognize it and then immediately change it to your frequency. And again, it's really not critical that you immediately know your root frequency as long as you tune into some consistent frequency. So, say you're worried. Here's the sound of worry. Worry is an oscillation back and forth between two realities. One reality is like, it's going to be all right. The other is, what if it doesn't go right? But the worst part about it, it's not just it's actually an oscillation between the two. That's the worst. It's like, that's the sound of worry. So anytime you're worrying, look for the sound of what it's about, which is really the energy field of it. And then change the sound. Instead of going, oh, it could be really good. Oh, it could be bad. Go, here I am. There's that frequency of worry. But here I am. Whatever frequency you come across, whatever comes up out of your voice, just make a consistent tone and bring that inside you. Then you aren't a prisoner of the worry anymore. You are back to yourself. You are in yourself. You're centered. You're grounded. You're present, perfectly present. There's so many sounds of distraction. I mean, there's anger. It's like, replace it. Just retune it. Just, and you don't have to, I mean, you can even go, replace it with a harmonious sound. But you gotta bring it into your soul. You gotta bring it into your own system, because that's that's where you need to change the frequency. So you've got, you know, you're worried about money. It's like, what's the sound of worry about money? Change that frequency. And what's the coolest thing is when you get it, it's not like you're really changing the frequency. It's actually just going back home. Just going back home. So you're in your own frequency. Now, there are a lot of little tools you can help to bring you back home. There are different techniques we use at the school to help you find your root frequency. But, you know, one of the most, the easiest, well, I just mentioned the easiest, and that's just make any sound and play with different tones until you find one that just feels comfortable humming. Generally, after a while, you'll find one that's your favorite, that you end up humming all the time. And there's probably about 80% chance that that is your root frequency. Sometimes people have to go deeper to find the root frequency. But still, even if it's not your root frequency, if it feels good, it's generally a frequency you need. You know, there's nothing wrong with feeling good. And if something makes you feel good, hum it. Hum it. But then there's just other distractions besides emotions and besides feelings you have in you. There are distractions such as cell phones, electricity in the walls, electromagnetism throughout your house. There are distractions everywhere. Noise in the city, cars driving by, sirens, noise, and cars driving by in the country for that matter, airplanes flying over. There are all types of distractions. So the trick is, anytime you find yourself getting caught up in a distraction or becoming the sound of that distraction, find a way to get back to your own frequency. And again, you don't have to know it, because any consistent frequency will be some musical interval in relation to your root soul frequency. Let me say that again. Any consistent frequency will basically resonate your soul frequency. It's better if you, I mean, it's a party. It's a bonus if you find your root frequency. And you can tone that. So making your own sound is really good. But, you know, other things is your favorite, the obvious one is your favorite mellow music. I mean, we all, you know, I'm sure just about all of us use certain healing music or mellow music or really sweet music when we're feeling frazzled or distracted to help bring us back. And those are great, I mean, great things to have, like an array of music. I mean, I've got certain music that I play over and over and over, not all the time, but over and over and over whenever I'm distracted. And it's so great to have, you know, something that you can always go to that will bring you back into your frequency. But the largest part, the key here is being aware of what frequency you've taken into your system, what frequency you've let take over your system. And, you know, it's hard. I mean, if you got like, this morning I went into my favorite little place to get breakfast this morning, and they had a jackhammer right in front of the door. I mean, 2 feet in front of the door. And I immediately I kind of tensed up. And then I thought, wait a second, there's that frequency, and there's my frequency. That's the trick. It's all about becoming aware enough to know when you're being entrained into a frequency that is not healthy. It can be a person that you come across. Because a lot of us are very open to the vibrations of a person. I'm not saying you shouldn't be open to the vibrations of a person, because it's nice to be able to have empathy and feel where other people are at. But always try and go, okay, here's the sound of that person. And where is my sound in relation to that? Find a frequency that's consistent. Sometimes it's just too much. You can't do it until you get away from the distraction. And then often what we do, a lot of people do, especially people that aren't that conscious, is that they go, oh, I'm feeling distracted. Let me find something else that will distract me in a different way. You know, so they go to another, maybe a fun distraction, but it's a distraction again, away from home. Home. We gotta come home more often. And the good news is, home is already there. It's not like you have to go on a search for it based on the whole field of non-dualism, which is Eckhart Tolle and Gangaji and Adi Ashanti. We're already there. It's not like you have to go searching or do, you know, 10 years of trying to become enlightened, or you know, it's like we're there right now. Home is always there, and it's perfect presence in the moment. All of these people that are into the non-dual thing, Gangaji and Eckhart Tolle, they are humming up a storm. They are humming, oh my God, they are just... they're so in their frequency that I can hear it. I can hear it so clearly. Their voices are in it too. It's like they're speaking, and they get, sometimes they go a little bit away from it, they always come back. And they're always right in that frequency. They're always consistently in that frequency. And they're emanating this vibration of a note. Now, what's interesting about them is they're not consciously humming this note. They are just being perfectly present, and this note, which is them, is emanating from them. The good news is, if you hum, if you're not in that home frequency, your own, the more you get back to it. And let me put it this way. If you get back to it and you're in it enough, then it's like you don't have to find it anymore. Like if you get it going enough, you after a while, you're in it all the time. It's like if you went back to it like for a month, like 80% of your day, probably even 60%, but 70-80% of your day, you go back to your root frequency for a month. After that, well, maybe it would take longer for some people, maybe 6 months. Other people, maybe just a month. Depends on, you know, how distracted your system is. Could even depend on your astrological sign. But after you do it for a certain amount of time, you keep coming back to your root frequency. You get in it and you don't leave. You don't leave. And that's what's happened with these non-dual people. They got in their frequency, and they never leave. When they wake up, they're in the frequency. They are in their frequency. When they go to sleep, they're in the frequency. When they're going to the bathroom, they're in their frequency. When they're talking to other people, they're in their frequency. And what's so cool about it is once you're in it enough, once you get it jump started, it's because it's you. I mean, it's you. The truth is, you don't have to get it jump started. It's already humming inside of you anyway. It's just bringing your awareness to it. And when you bring your awareness to it, you're actually resonating. your mind to your soul frequency. Amazing thing. You become in every cell of your body that frequency. But then you no longer have to think about it. Because what it does to you is it makes you perfectly grounded, perfectly present. Perfectly here in this moment. There are a few other techniques besides toning. One that works really well that we do at the school is finding your root frequency and playing that tone or music in that key on a sound table, massage table with speakers in it. If you can get on a sound table with your in the key of your frequency at least once a day, twice a day would be ideal, three times a day if you really need it, but once, at least once a day, you are on the way to being able to be humming on your own without ever having to use a sound table again. But if you ever get distracted, you can always go back to it. So that's like almost, well, it's an easier way because, you know, it's a little work. It's a little work to actually tone. Not that much work. Cheaper. It's cheaper to just use your voice. So a sound table is good. You can't just get a song that is tuned to your, that's in the key of your frequency. I can generally hear in a person's voice what their frequency is. But there's also other ways to find it. If you're ever around different crystal bowls, try all the crystal bowls and see which one resonates in you. And that's like 95% of the time, that is your root frequency, whichever crystal bowl. The problem is you have to have like a 12-note set so you can have all the notes there, even the half steps. You can often find your root frequency also by just going to any instrument, a piano or a guitar, and just playing each note one by one. And feeling into it and seeing what note feels good to you. Again, even if that doesn't happen to be your soul frequency, it's a frequency you need because it's a frequency that brings you peace. The next step is to add joy to that frequency. So you've got your own frequency, and it's like adding light to your frequency. Then you're there. As many in the field of sound healing talk about, being in the energy of joy is being in higher consciousness and enlightenment. Just being in the energy of joy is being in higher consciousness and enlightenment. And it connects you to spirit too. The spirit is all about joy. So, find your root frequency. If you can't find it, you don't know it, just create a consistent tone whenever you can. One other thing is you don't have to actually make the sound. Say you're out in public where people would think you're a little nuts, you know, or in a place where you just can't make sound. Maybe you're in the library. Or a place where, you know, you're in a restaurant or whatever. sound silently. Here, I'll make the sound of my root frequency silently. There we are. So, you now have a tool to be yourself. And I hope you use it every day. I really thank you for joining me this evening. And may you carry joy into the evening, into the weekend, into the weeks ahead, into the months ahead, into the years ahead, and into lifetimes ahead. And my kitty appreciates it too. Thank you, Joy. Until next week, take care, and joy to you.